Been back there this morning with the good baby. Good to see her with us this morning. I tell you, it's so precious to see little children coming to church. Amen. It makes you grow more fond of them when you come to the house of the Lord. You can teach them about Jesus, teach them to sing about the Lord. Maybe sit down and get a little song together after a while with the children. We'll have a children's song after Sunday school. I don't know. I'd love to hear them get up here and sing too. That little Emma, she used to sing a little bit for us. Yep, we'll sing us a song this morning. Praise the Lord. What you got, Miss Payne?
joy that comes with serving God. Amen. That peace and joy within. Amen. There's something down in there to stir your soul up, make you want to shout.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you.
I tell you, Sister Ethel, Brother Tommy, been sitting in the hospital, missing church and stuff. I tell you, it's glad to hear the shout this morning. Brother Tommy back there got tears running down his face. Amen. It's worth it coming to the house of God. Amen. Get your tank filled up this morning while you're here. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can get them burdens rolled away, replaced with that peace and joy. Amen. You might want to shout some in the parking lot. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Sister Kevin said something about running around the town, running around the church last week. Sister Lisa made a lap for her. Amen. You might want to make a lap this morning. I really kind of want to tell on myself a little bit this morning. To be honest with you, me and Sister Pam, we was married 26 years, Wednesday. And back when I first met her, we got married and all, you know, I kind of asked her what did she like about me so much or something, you know. I kind of asked her what the big deal was, you know. I thought she was going to say charming or handsome or something like that, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how the ego is, Brother Clint.
Oh, that's terrible.
And Brother Tony. She said, I like the way you got into church and worship. I said, oh, God. I said, the Lord give me that.
You can't get
that's all right though.
You can't get luck without God giving it to you.
Right.
All good and perfect gifts come from God. Come from heaven. Praise the Lord. Even if it do flatten your ego out. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God's been good to me.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. If God's been good to you, you got room to shout.
Yes, right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. Praise the Lord. I told him last week, I said, God been mighty good to her. He's been mighty good to me too, folks.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Nina was talking about she wanted to feel what Sister Lisa was feeling, that shout and testifying. Getting in the spirit, I tell you, it'll stir you up.
Yes, amen.
You can get it this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. I was glad when them birds was rolling away.
Yeah.
It seems like sometimes to steal some of them little birds, you have to keep them rolling away.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Lord, you got to work on this thing every day.
Yeah.
Amen. You don't stop today. No. You might miss your blessing tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Help won't help today if you give up. Help tomorrow if you give up today. Praise the Lord.
Right.
There ain't no place to give up.
No.
Amen. There's a lot of room to move up.
Yeah.
No
place to give up.
Praise the Lord. If the Lord tells you to stop and stand still somewhere, you pray where you're at.
Right.
You still pray. You still hold on to the Lord. Amen. You might get in a dry spot sometime, a dry place. Praise the Lord. He carried Ezekiel down to the valley, and it was very dry.
Yeah.
Amen. It was so dry that it was just full of dead bones, dry bones. Praise the Lord. It don't get much worse than a dry bone. Amen. Praise the Lord. God brought him up and brought him back out of there, too. Amen. I like the way that works. I like the way they said he was the lily in the valley. Amen. You might not see but one flower. You might not see but one flower in your life. But know that that's Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Went over at Sister Ethel the other day and she had a pretty rose bush out there in front of the house, you know. Boy, I had to clip me a piece off of her. Bring it back home and put it in the jar. First thing Pam said, where are you getting them flowers? Praise the Lord. I tell you, he's a flower in my life this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord.
And he blooms all the time.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Ain't that what the song said? I'm glad he's still blooming this morning. Praise the Lord. I feel like budding out a little bit.
Yeah.
Sprouting out a little bit. Amen. Yeah. This thing wasn't done in a corner.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know why people won't be so secretive about serving God.
Right.
Amen. They won't mention God this Sunday morning. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like to mention God down at Walmart. Praise the Lord. Don't you? I don't care too much for Lowe's, eh? But I go down there, I talk about the Lord down there too. Amen. Talk about the Lord everywhere you go. Somebody said, I wish they put a Tractor Supply in Longburg. They put one of them down there. Talk about the Lord at Tractor Supply. Praise the Lord. Amen. Home Depot.
Amen.
The grocery store. Don't leave the Lord nowhere.
Amen.
If you go to the courthouse, they make you empty all your pockets and you got to be searched and everything. Don't hide the Lord from them when you get there. Go there and tell them, see, I might take all this stuff out of my pockets and you might can sit and check me, but you can't take Jesus, praise the Lord. He's going in there with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was laying on that hospital bed the other week. They're fixing to do that colonoscopy. And the doctor on this side, a couple of nurses. I said, I've been praying for y'all. I said, I got a lot of confidence in y'all. I said, because I've been praying for you. Praise the Lord. Huh? The doctor needs to hear about the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. God can boost, it can increase your confidence no matter where you at.
Right.
God can take care of it. I don't care if you lay it at Duke or Moore County or up there at Charlotte somewhere in the hospital. Brother Robert Lee used to say, I'd rather be here than the best hospital in the world. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to get Tommy coming this time to take up the offer and get this next song started. If you got something you want to give, I'm sure the good Lord bless you for it.
223.
I am only young. Thank you.
know exactly what I'm talking about this morning. You've been set free. He who set free is free indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Makes you feel like you got ready to shout away from the veil of sin and greed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God this morning. Y'all get in this morning. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, Jesus.
Don't be too reserved.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Somebody might try to outshout one of the rest of them or something. I don't know this morning.
Praise the Lord.
We ain't got a competition going this morning, I know. But praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God.
Amen. That's what the house of the Lord is for. Come together, recognize God this morning. Amen. David said he entered his courts with thanksgiving. He entered the gates with praise. Don't wait on me. Y'all go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Honor, glory, and praise.
David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus. I was glad.
Thank you.
That's my
thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Please God.
Yeah. I want to please Him. So on that day, on that eternity day, He will say, I am satisfied.
Right.
Enter into the joys
of the Lord.
That's going to be a happy day.
Amen.
That's going to be a happy day.
Yes.
That's what I'm working for. That's what we're working for.
Amen.
That's what we're working for.
Lord.
A happy day. A robe and a crown.
That's right.
In my robe of white.
Right. Yes. That's right.
To that lady.
Praise God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, after that service Sunday that we had, I just been feeling good.
Praise the Lord.
I just been going about.
Praise God.
And I said, Lord, I want you to be satisfied with me, Lord. Now, Lord, I want to obey you. I'm not here to obey man.
That's right.
I'm not here to see what you're doing.
Right.
I'm here to obey God.
Obey God.
I'm here to be a blessing and also get a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
But I tell you what, we're not going to get it sitting on the pew.
That's right.
Not going to get it not praying.
That's right.
He said, seek me while you can find me.
That's right.
We're in that day where we got to seek Him.
That's right.
If we want to find Him, we got to
seek
Him.
That's right.
I'm telling you, time is
winding
up. God is staring my soul. He is staring me the other day. It's time to move. You've been sitting too long.
Why
sit ye here and die?
Praise the Lord.
Sister Pam.
That's right.
Why sit you here and die?
That's what the Bible says.
I don't want to die.
Sitting here.
I want to live.
Yeah.
I want to rise up and praise my Lord and worship Him. That's what this building is for.
That's right.
This building is to worship Him. I've just been feeling God. I've just been going about the house singing the songs of Zion. I never shall forget the day when the Lord saved me. When He came into my heart, and all them burdens rolled away. All that sin went away. Praise God, I never shall forget that day. Over at the old church, Lord, in revival. God dealt with my heart. And I tell you, I wouldn't take nothing carry for this journey. Not one mile that I've walked for the Lord. I do not regret it. Sure, I've come through some hard times. I've come through some trials. But God has never left me. Always been there for me, Carrie. He's always brought me through.
He'll deliver you at all.
He didn't say He'd be a bed of ease, a bed of roses. We're going to have some hills to climb. We're going to have some valleys to go through. But I tell you, He'll be right there with you. Through it all, He'll be right there with you. Praise His wonderful name. I want to move for the Lord. Move.
Move for me.
Don't sit still. But move.
Move for
we got to have that same spirit when Jesus comes back.
That's right.
to go up. That same spirit. We got to have it to go up, dude.
Yeah.
We got to have it.
Praise
God. I want to move for Him, ain't
he? Yeah.
I'm not here for people.
No.
I learned that a long time ago. You don't listen to people.
No.
You don't follow people.
No.
You don't do it. You'll get yourself in a mess. You'll bring yourself down if you listen to people.
That's right.
You will. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. That's what Paul said.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. I tell you, I read his word.
Follow the Lord.
And God does something to me.
Yeah.
He just does something to me. When I read Psalms 91, he said,
praise the Lord.
Bam, you remember that Psalms 91?
Yeah.
I'll never forget that night. We both had that same scripture. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of His wing. Praise God. Shall abide under the shadow of His wing. I said, Lord, keep me under the shadow of Your wing. Praise God. Let me abide in those secret places. Where you move. I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory. To come out. Time is winding up. We know not the day nor the hour that He's coming. He said, watch and pray. Watch and pray, for you know not the hour of His coming. He can come as a thief in the night. That's why He's telling us to watch and pray, that we be ready. I want to hear that trumpet sound. Don't you want to hear it sound?
Yeah.
Praise God, Brother Darrell. I want to hear it sound.
Yeah.
Praise God. God just been moving on me. He said, I don't want you to be just a hearer of the word. He said, I want you to be a doer of the word.
Right.
You can hear the word all day long.
Yeah.
But are you living it? Are you doing it?
Are you doing it?
Praise God. God said, I want you to do my word.
Right.
Don't just hear it. But do it.
Do it.
Praise
the Lord.
Do it.
Doers of the word.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I said, thank you, God.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a doer of His word.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, I've been there. I've been right there. Just hearing the word. Sister Pam.
Yeah.
Just hearing it.
You have to grow.
And not doing it.
Right.
I'm just as guilty.
Right.
I said, God, forgive me.
Yeah.
Help me be a doer. If you know to do good and you don't do it, it is a sin. It is a sin. And sin cannot enter. Sin cannot enter there.
That's right.
Glory to God. I don't care if it's in me. I ain't going.
That's right.
If it's in me, I ain't going, brother. It cannot enter there. Praise God, I'm free this morning. I'm free this morning. Praise God, I've been set free. Hallelujah. Praise God, I praise Him this morning. We just got to worship Him, church. Because when we worship, that brings our blessings. That lifts us up.
Praise God. God will move, Sister Abby. He will move, Brother Darrell, when we move.
Yes, he
will. I said, Lord, I want to see my family saved.
Right.
We'll be a doer of the word.
Proclaim God in your house.
Right.
Yeah. Proclaim God.
Right.
Sister Abby, I go about singing. Chuck and say, what you singing about?
You need to quiet down. No, I don't.
Well, I tell you, I ain't quieting down.
You're
gonna sing it right on, Sister Pam. I gotta let this little light of mine shine somewhere. Gotta let it shine here. Somewhere.
That's right.
Praise God. You don't just let it shine on Sunday.
It's got to be Monday through.
That's right.
Sunday. You got to let it shine.
That's right. That's right.
Like you said, wherever you go.
That's right.
If you got Jesus in your heart, you'll carry him to Walmart.
That's right.
You carry him wherever you go.
That's
people
right.
will see.
Right.
Me and a lady was right there in Food Line yesterday, Friday. Me and Chucky had went to get a little grocery, and I run up with this lady that I know. Talking about God right there, Sister Pam.
Yeah.
Chucky goes around. It comes back. I'm still talking about God. I said, honey, I'm sorry. He goes around. He comes back. He's talking about God. I said, baby, I'm sorry. But, I mean, you get to talking about God and the time just goes. And I'm telling you, we're just talking about God right there. Sister Pam, and I finally had to leave because he come and stood there. I said, well, I got to go.
Yeah.
I need to go, but
yeah.
Hey, when it gets good, it gets good.
Yeah, that's right.
But I thank God for what he's done for me, and I just praise him, and Sister Pam, I just want to move for him.
Right. That's right.
Because I tell you, there's higher heights, there's deeper depths in him. There's places we can go that we've never been before.
That's right.
That the Holy Ghost can take us there. Can take us there.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God that I'm
praise
saved,
God.
Sanctified, set apart from the world, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I tell you, he's a comforter, he's a guide. And he'll teach you all things.
Yes,
he will. He'll teach you what you want to know. He will, Brother Bear.
Yes, he will.
You have questions, all you got to do is go to God. He'll show you the answers. He sure will. And I appreciate it. Pray for me that I'll do God's will, that I'll be obedient to him, because obedience is better than sacrifice.
That's right.
I mean, we must obey God. You know, not obeying him is a sin. We must obey him.
Yeah.
And I want to be careful, Brother Darrell.
Yeah.
Obey him.
Right.
Because I tell you, when I get there, I don't want to have gate trouble.
No.
And then he put me over there with the goats.
Yeah.
I want to go to the sheep. I don't want to go to them goats.
That's
they
right.
want to get it.
Yeah.
Lord,
that's
you
right.
the sheep.
Right.
I don't want to be with the goats, Brother Darrell.
Right.
The goats are hard headed. Yeah. Put me on the sheep side, Lord. Praise God. I just feel good, y'all. I'm sorry.
Praise
I just feel good in the Lord, and I appreciate him. And y'all pray for me that I'll ever be what God has me to be.
Praise the Lord.
Certainly enjoy that testimony.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. You don't have to repent on my behalf, that's for sure. It's a blessing when y'all get in. Makes my job easier.
Yeah, it does.
Blesses my soul too. I'm going to tell you something. Isaiah said in chapter 66, he said, your iniquities separate you from God. But let me tell you this also. Your call. You need to press toward God out of a pure heart, a pure conscience, knowing where you stand with God, and God will draw you and pull you right into a life of righteousness and holiness. I know a lot of people look down on holiness, but the Bible tells me without holiness no man can see the Lord. It takes holiness for me to get there. For anybody else to get there where God's at, he's the holiest of holy.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And I also know at the same time that David said in Psalms chapter 1, he said, blessed is he that don't go by the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners. Praise the good Lord. I want to try to bring y'all in closer. I want to try to bring myself a little closer while I'm helping you. Amen. That's a place I can climb. That's a place I can get to. It's called heaven. When I get there, I might quit. I might lay this work down. When I get there, I might lay this down and go on and take up that crown that we talk about laying at the Master's feet. Amen. But until you get there, you got people need to be saved. I don't care how much religion you got. You better bring that religion down a few steps if you can't help the sinners and the ungodly.
That's right.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Brother Rob Lee used to say it was in his feet, but I believe mine's in my head. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God's good to you now when you obey the Word of God.
Yes.
When you follow the Spirit of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If you want to do anything, you follow God, follow the Word. Amen. God will bless you for it. I found it easier to do it God's way than my way.
Yeah.
Amen. My way don't work too good. I'm going to tell you that now. I'll be honest with you. My way don't work that good at all. But if I do it God's way, you'll see something accomplished. If you'll do it the Lord's way, you'll see the Lord do something.
Right.
You'll see Him move in somebody's life. Amen. You might be seeing tears flowing. Brother Glenn, we had tears on that side daughter last weekend. We had tears on this side daughter. And boy, my heart was just right in between. And in the midst of all that was going on up here. Praise the Lord. God's good to us, folks.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Amen. He's got a home in heaven for every one of us. If we'll just do what it takes to get there. Praise the Lord, He didn't mean for none of us to be left out. Did you know this was supposed to be heaven down here to start with? The Garden of Eden? There never was no death until after sin entered in. Man was designed to live forever to start with. Praise the Lord. He wasn't designed to die. It was sin come in that brought death about. But I know one that said he got victory over death, hell, and the grave.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And he said to comfort you one another with this word. He said, those that are in the grave, they will come up first. I walked out there at the cemetery this morning. It was just on my heart. I walked out there and looked at those stones and all, you know. Brother Robert Lee and Sister Fanny and Sister Flossie and them out there. I said, Sister Peggy, I said, I'm going to meet y'all again one of these days.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I used to love Sister Flossie. She'd come over at the yard sale. She'd say, y'all only want a quarter for this? I said, yeah, but we'll let you have it for 50 cents. She said, Sister Peggy, you ought to want a dime for this? I said, you can have it for a quarter. She said, Daryl, I ain't dealing with you. I tell you, we ain't going to have to have no shuffles and scuffles and nothing else up there. I don't know, it might be a little teasing, I don't know. But I tell you, this stuff that we have to go through down here in this life, a lot of this is going to be left behind. Amen. Love, this is going to be lit behind me. I might try to bargain with her about the fruit on that tree of life up there, so when I get up there, so. Praise the Lord, let you have two for the price of one. So I might give her a real deal up there. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God's got everything you need to make it. He do. He give His Son everything He needed to make it. I know you got to go through some things. I was reading about Stephen this morning where they stoned him over in Acts, the book of Acts. Did you know the Bible said he would call him on God while they were stoning him?
Yeah.
He said he seen the Son standing at the right hand of the Father. And then went to praying for them. He said, Lord, don't lay this to their charge. Please forgive them. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
If you ain't got a forgiving spirit, you might need to come on up and get another dip.
Yeah.
Might need to come on up and get another dip. Stephen was being stoned to death. They took him outside the city and finished him off. And he was praying for them on their behalf. Praise the Lord. You got to have a forgiving heart, forgiving spirit. Praise the Lord. That comes with Jesus. That comes with the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. Seems like it's been pretty good around here. I hope you've been as free as you could. Has anybody got something they want to say? Brother Glenn, you want to say something? Certainly don't want y'all to miss out on the opportunity to say something. What about Carrie? Would you like to say something?
Thank God for being here today. I thank Him for blessing our family and making things where they should fall in place.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a song I like to sing.
All right.
I'm not a great singer, but this song's on my heart.
Well, come on, sing it. We don't want you to be.
And this is where we all are. The song will tell the story. Another hill and sometimes a mountain. It's hard to climb a mountain. I never climbed one, but I've heard about it. And when you get a rock, it hurts your feet real bad.
Yeah.
It makes you want to stumble back and say, but you know God wants the sun.
Yeah.
And He leaves us on out.
Right.
But therefore we can climb the mountain.
Yeah.
It's good to be on the mountaintop sometimes.
Amen.
But then too, it's good to be down in the valley.
Right.
Because when you're in the valley, you're tremble.
That's right.
Thank God for the soul and mercy.
Amen.
I have really been through a lot of trials this week. Some of them I didn't go through too good. But God kept me through them anyway.
Yeah.
I'm so afraid I got a request. God knows all about it. He knows what to do about every situation that we're in.
Yeah.
It's not an easy road to drive to make it happen.
No, it's not.
But I'm going to go if it's hard as a rock. I'm going to climb it anyway.
Yeah, praise the Lord. You can see Wayne coming back there.
Right there, I didn't know that. I'll stay away from him.
I know. I say something about being late sometime and that type of thing, but one thing about it, you get here before that service, ain't over before that clock run, don't run, before it don't run out, you're still on time.
That's right.
Thank you. Y'all,
I love every one of you. If I can help you, I would. I would. I love to see my nephew in church and Carrie.
Yeah.
I know God's working on Carrie.
Yeah.
He's working on her.
Working
Carrie, on God's going to get you. Lord. He's after you. You can't run from God. When Carrie was born, we gave her back to Jesus, Lisa. And God still got his hand on her. Got two beautiful children, a good husband.
Yeah.
I hope they'll come into God before it's too late, Sister B.
Yeah.
We need all the loved ones we can get. I hate to get to heaven. Well, I don't hate to get to heaven. Y'all understand what I'm saying. But when I get there, I'd hate to not see none of my loved ones that I work with, that I worship with in my family. I long to see them all there. But if they don't go, sis, I'm going on with them.
Yeah.
Ain't you going on with them? I'm going on whether they go or not. If they don't want to go, they'll just have to stay behind. Because Michelle, some way, somehow, I'm going to get there. If I have to walk on every rock that is in the driveway, then I'll try my best to make it. If I have to take my old cane here and push one that way and push one another way, I'm going through, Nita. I'm going through. And y'all pray for me, and I love everyone of you. I pray for y'all.
My mother-in-law. Praise the Lord. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
You've got a mother-in-law to fix you some homemade biscuits, you better love her. They do me a baking biscuits, the more
gravy.
Yeah,
biscuits and gravy, rice, whatever else we have. I tell you something. Most of your biscuits now come from Hardee's or Bojangles somewhere. But let's sing our drop of pennies and take up our birthdays, and we'll see if Sister Amy's got anything for us after that. Anybody got a birthday this week?
My brother George had one.
49. 49. Y'all talk about people turning 49 and stuff like that. That's about how old I'm getting. Yeah. Don't seem like I should be turning 61 in 2 months, but I am. Be turning 61. Boy, good Lord. The good Lord be good to me
now.
I'm blessed to still be here. Any other birthdays? What about anniversaries? Anybody having an anniversary coming up? All right, well, let's sing happy birthday, sis, please. saved. So thank the Lord for everybody that gives, no matter how small or how great. We thank you each and every one of you. Go ahead, y'all got it.
Appreciate the Lord this morning. You know, as Sister Lisa was running across there, talking, I was thinking about it. You know, every time Sister Lisa testifies, every single time, she's got tears in her eyes, Sister Aggie, and she's always telling the truth. That means something, somebody tells you the truth with tears in their eyes. That's compassion, Sister Aggie, to tell you, yeah, what you're doing is wrong. What you need to do is change. What you need to do is this. What you need to do is that. But to tell it with tears, Sister Elisa, that's compassion. You can listen to a person that's telling you something with tears in their eyes. I tell you what, this morning when she was going across there, I was like, Lord, such compassion, Sister Elisa. Telling us the truth like we needed to hear it. Because we need to be moving and we need to be doing stuff for the Lord as time's winding up. But, I tell you what, I just appreciated that testimony. I appreciate the service thus far. I appreciate Sister Carrie's testimony because I know sometimes it's hard sometimes to say things because you don't know what to say. But the Lord knows, the Lord knows your heart. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Job, chapter 6. Job chapter 6, and if you haven't got a bookmark there by now, it's a good idea to put a bookmark in Job if you've got one that's there, because we're probably going to be in Job for a while. Job chapter 6, and starting with verse 2. Job chapter 6, and verse 2. Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it would be heavier than the sand of the sea. Therefore my works are swallowed up. skip down to verse 6. Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. Even that it would please God to destroy me, that he would let loose his hand and cut me off. Then should I yet have comfort. Yea, I would harden myself in sorrow and let him not spare. I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. What is my strength that I should hope? And what is mine end that I should prolong my life? Is my strength the strength of stones, or is my flesh of brass? Is not my health in me and wisdom driven quite from me? To him that is afflicted, pity should be shewed from his friend, but he forsaketh the fear of the Almighty. My brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook, and as a stream of brooks they pass away. Now, if you will, skip over to chapter 7, starting with verse 1. Is there not an appointed time to a man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as a hireling looketh for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess the month of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I rise, and the night be gone? I am full of tossings to and fro unto the dawning of the day. My flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope. Oh, remember, my life is wind. Mine eyes shall no more see good. The eye of him that hath seen me shall see me no more. Thine eyes are upon me, and I am not. As a cloud is consumed and vanisheth away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more. Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I a sea or a well that thou settest watch over me? When I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint. Then thou scarest me with dreams and terrifiest me through visions, so that my soul cheweth strangling and death rather than life. The last place of scripture, Matthew chapter 11 and verse 30. That's Matthew chapter 11 and verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sister Lisa.
Praise God.
Y'all pray for me this morning. Now the first thing I did was read 27 verses worth of problems, Sister Carrie. Every one of them was a problem. He said, I can't sleep. My friends betray me. I've lost everything. I have sitting here covered in boils and sores. Brother Glenn, I have nothing. I have nobody. And I'm sitting here, Brother Darrell, in this midst of all this sorrow and all this anguish. And I have nothing. I'm just sitting here, Brother Wayne. I can't sleep. I can't do anything. I can't even function. It sounds like 27 verses worth of problem after problem after problem, mountain after mountain, valley after valley full of dry bones. Joe said, I look around and I'm in anguish. You know what anguish means? Anguish means I'm hurting on the inside. I'm hurting on the outside. I'm miserable every way I go, Sister Abby. There's nothing I can do. I can't look this way and find relief. I can't look that way and find relief. I can't look forward and find relief. I can't look back and find relief. There is no relief. No way I go. And all Jesus fixed every one of them verses when he said, my burden is light.
and my yoke is easy. He said, I would take that burden, Brother Wayne. I would take that load. I would take that anguish. I would take that pain, Sister Lisa. Sister Dana, he said, I would take it all away, and I'd make it my burden. I'd make it my problem. I'd make it mine. I'd take everything you had away, and I'd make all of that pain and all of that sorrow mine.
Yeah.
Help me out here, Mama. He said, I make it my burden. I make it my load. Sister Lisa said it this morning. He said, I'm a burden bearer. I'm a heavy load sharer. He said, I make it all, Brother Tony. I take what you had, and I would make it mine. He said, it's no longer your problem. It's my problem.
Come on now, Sister Abby. I need some freedom. Freedom. I tell you what, the Lord said this morning, I'm just going to tell you like he told me. He said, I make it mine, Sister Ethel. He said, Sister Carrie, whatever you had, whatever was bad, whatever wasn't no good, he said, I make it my problem. The reason your burden is so light and your cross is so easy is because he's carrying the heavy part of it and you carrying the light part of it. He said, when you couldn't carry it no more, I would reach behind you and lift it up a little bit, Sister Lisa, so it wouldn't be so hard on you, so you wouldn't have to do so much, so I would be carrying and sharing that heavy burden and that heavy yoke. He said, that's why it's so light and it's so easy. Sister Lisa, anything you see with God is the tip of the iceberg. He's carrying the bottom of the iceberg. You only ever see, Sister B, 10% of the iceberg standing out of water. Oh, he said, you give to me 10%, I take 90 and carry the rest of that load. I can be that burden bearer. Sister Lisa, your mama, y'all sing with me. What more do you want him to do?
Every problem Job named, any one of them that you got, that's about every problem I There's something in that book that he ain't handled before.
That's right.
You ain't got the sickness. He can't fix. You ain't got a marriage. He can't meet. You ain't got a bill. He can't pay. You ain't got a problem. He can't solve. You ain't got
a yoke that's too hard for him to handle. He said, I'll make your problem mine. Tell me what it is.
What more do you want him to do?
What is it, Sister Lisa? You can't get nowhere if you don't ask him. You can't get nowhere if you don't tell him.
He knows it, but do you know it?
Sister Lisa, he wants you to pray. He wants you to ask. He wants you to have faith. He wants you to trust him with it when you're asking for it. He said, I can do it. Sister Bandina, he said, I would do it. God this morning is at your service. God is at your service. Sister Dana,
he is at your service this morning. He said, ring that prayer bell of heaven and I will answer. Jesus this morning, Sister Dana, it's on the main line. He said, I just wait and listen for Sister Dana to call out. Anytime she asks me, every one of them problems would be solved, Sister Karen. Every one of them would be solved if you just didn't ring it, those prayer bells of heaven.
You turned him back around last week, but you got to keep him turned around.
Keep you turned around.
You unsatisfied with somebody's work, don't you tell them? If you don't like what they've done, don't you tell them? But ain't nothing, Michelle, to be dissatisfied with God about. But if there's something else you need him to do while he's on the job, ask him to do it. There's not many times a God in heaven will say, I'm at a mere mortal's service. Sister Lisa, we not worth a whole lot. And there's 7 billion of us in the world. Surely he could find somebody else, Brother Wayne, if we was going to complain and gripe the whole time and not do what he's supposed to. But this morning at Grace's Chapel, he said, if you would call on me, I wouldn't replace you. I'd fix you. He said, I'd be at your service. Ring that bell. Ring that bell.
You ding that bell. Some people are impatient and they ding, 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 ding. It's all right to be impatient with the Lord. He wants you to ding, 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 ding over and over again until you get what you need.
Sister Lisa, he said this morning, I'm at your service. question. He's not saying, look at all I've done. What else do you want? He could say that, Brother Glenn. He could look at you and say, all I've done for you, and you still won't listen. But he's not saying that. He said, what else can I do for you? He got your service. Lisa, we got to make an effort this morning.
Right.
Those that were wanting the most help rung that bell the hardest.
Yeah.
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 We don't ring that bell. Jingle. It should sound like a gong in here. Sister Lisa.
Right.
We got people that need help.
Right.
We got to start giving our 10%.
Yeah.
He said, I'd make the burden light.
Right.
And I'd make it easy. But if you keep trying to pick it up yourself, what's he to do? What do you want him to do?
That's right.
What do you want him to do?
Right.
Sister Nina, what do you want the Lord to do?
Right.
Michelle, what do you want him to do?
Right.
What do you want from it? What do you want from it?
Lord.
What is left out of those 27 verses? What do you want?
Right.
There you go, Sister B. She held it up and she held it high. What do you want him to do, Sister B? He's all ears, Sister B. He's all ears. He said, what do you want from me? Tell him, Sister B. He's all ears. He's on the main line this morning. Tell him, Sister B.
He's on the main line.
Thank you,
Lord.
all in the day.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
What's that song that says? Me or the world, my child.
Which one
will you take? Will you take?
He's not a dictator, Sister Lisa.
Right.
He didn't say I'd come in and I'd take everything apart and I'd do what I wanted to do. He said, I come in and fix it.
Right.
He told Job, he said, I'll fix it. He said, I will destroy it. I'll fix it. He said, the Temple of Jerusalem, it'd be torn down. I came to fix it. What you think it walls is rubble.
Right.
What you think is a ceiling has caved in. What you thought wasn't leaking is leaking.
Right.
But we had to put on the spiritual eyes to be able to see it.
Praise God.
You look at a house and it looks good, but it's demolished.
Right.
The roof's leaking, the floor's caved in, the windows is broken out. Things are bad around there, Sister Elder, but you can't see it. And you're holding on and busting up walls. And he busted out windows. And he said, I don't come to destroy what you had. It's already destroyed. I come to give you something. I come to give you life and have it more abundantly. He don't mean for us to be dissatisfied. And he don't mean for us to be unhappy. He means for us to be satisfied in Jesus.
Right.
He means for him to be your satisfaction.
Praise
you can't turn to earthly things. And look for satisfaction.
Right,
and
right.
Turn to God and you won't find peace. You won't find it. You won't find it. You have to give up the world. He said, do I gain the world or lose my soul? What's it worth? What's it worth? How much are you willing to put on the world? How much you want to bet? You're betting your life. You're playing, you're gambling with your life.
Right.
You don't gamble. Your life, that's all you got is your life. Because material things, this earth, it'll pass away.
Right.
How much you playing with? How much you gonna bargain for? Sister Lisa said, I don't want to have no gate trouble.
Right.
Sister Lisa gave her 10% this morning.
Yeah.
She gave all she had, didn't you? There wasn't nothing Sister Lisa held back. Not a thing. Gained the world.
Right. Lose your soul.
I thought when you pray, I thought when you come around the front.
Thank you.
Jesus felt when they nailed him to spikes in his hands.
felt it when they nailed them spikes to his feet, Lord. I guarantee you he felt it when they hung him on that cross.
Yeah.
Beat him with them nine cattails. I guarantee you he felt that.
Yeah.
Amen. When they took the spear, the good come blood and water come gushing out of his side.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. He feels your need this morning, too. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, love is feelings. Mercy is feelings. Compassion and charity is feelings this morning. That's what God's got for you this morning. Amen. Love is one of the biggest feelings you can have. Praise the Lord. Amen. God so loved the world. The world, God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he saved my name one time. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad I felt his presence and heard his voice. Amen. When God speaks to you, amen, you know it's the Lord speaking to you. You don't have to have nobody, no interpreter. You don't have to go through 911 to get to Jesus. Praise the Lord. You ain't got to call the sheriff's department. Praise the Lord. When Paul was on the way to Damascus, Jesus came to him brighter than the noonday sun. And the first thing he said was, "Yes, Lord, what would thou have me to do?" Amen. He knew who he was. He thought he was serving him already. But he found out different. He wasn't serving God. He was serving the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go around destroying God's people. Amen. God's church. Amen. You go around helping God's people. Helping God's church. Amen. God bless you for that. Praise the Lord. He didn't tell me to cast no one of y'all in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Trying to tell you what gets me there and what's going to get you there too. Maybe just trying to get help to people, help people. And then you're going to see every one of you make it.
That's right.
Heaven's going to be home for us after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then you better get your preparations made and get them done. Praise the Lord. Get all bought and paid for under the blood. Praise the Lord. Maybe somebody else wants to say something before we dismiss.
Yeah.
Praise
the Lord.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Bless her, Lord.
Part of my life that I never wanted to see.
Yeah.
Never intended.
Yeah.
In the Father couple weeks, I said, I've always been a strong person.
Yeah.
I've always been one that could give advice.
Yeah.
When it comes to yourself,
oh, yeah.
Pay attention to self first.
That's right. That's right.
Pay attention to self.
Yeah.
You also better not think that you can give the devil anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
yeah.
Not even a smidgen.
That's right.
Family.
That's right. Mm-mm.
You don't try to take something that you know is wrong. Like Thomas said, you don't have to get rid of anything.
Just something small. That's
wrong.
Right. Just something small.
And try to make it look wrong.
That's right.
And that's what's wrong with the world now.
That's right.
And I did that.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
Even though it was a small thing, it was still a sinful and wrong thing.
That's right.
But you know what? And the devil, all
bless the Lord.
That people believe that God didn't leave me.
Bless the
Lord.
Well,
Praise the Lord. Right out of me. That's how strong
yeah.
he was.
That's right. That's right. Bless the Lord.
And I praise His wonderful name this morning.
Yeah.
God, leading me.
Yeah.
He did not leave me. Right. And I thank Him for His forgiveness. He is a mighty God.
Yes.
And He has forgiven all of this.
Yes, He is.
This morning, Lord, I appreciate everything He's done.
Yeah.
And I want to continue to be
faithful. Oh, yes.
And I want to obey Him.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want Him to give up on me at all.
That's right.
I believe that I have all I need of Jesus. I want it every day.
That's right.
More and more than every day.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God.
Yes,
Lord, for that.
You didn't get a word before I get more.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah it is. It's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Lord.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
He said those hungry and thirst after righteousness.
Cry. That's right. Yes, it will.
Right. Praise the Lord. It's good to see everyone in your church. Praise the Lord. This service could have never been the same without you.
No.
I tell you, God still blesses the little church.
Yes, He does.
Amen. He can fill your tank up and you won't have to pay $2 and 8 cents a gallon.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, He can give you something to keep going on.
That's right.
When the gas pump shut off and won't pump no more, God can give you something to still go on with. Praise the Lord. I look for this world shut down if God tarried too much longer. Amen. He can still be right here with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. This world can't keep going like it's going, folks. It can't do it. I don't see how it can. Well, you've got politicians up there that can't do nothing but bickering, backbite, fuss, and confusion. I mean, that's at the top. That's at the top level. When you get talking about politicians, they want to run the country.
Yeah.
And they've got to put confusion up.